Simmers Morning Skate with Dallas Stars General Manager Jim Nill, enjoying a morning skate in Vancouver. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. It's always nice to be back here in Vancouver.
Well, that's kind of you to say, although your team is 0-2 against the Canucks this year.
Yes, yeah, no, they've played well against us, and hopefully we can get one back here tonight.
What will be the key?
Well, you know, we got to stick with our game. I think, and that's in any team. You know, we got a good structured system we play within, and if we play our game and stay at the penalty box, you know, Vancouver's got very good, pretty dangerous in the power play. We'll be in the game, but the league is close. Every team is, you know, they're fighting for their lives. We're fighting for our lives, and it's going to be a close game.
Tough year in the goaltending department for you. You lose Anton Hudobin, you lose Braden Holtby, you've got Jake Ottinger, and then you picked up Scott Wedgwood. Are we confident moving forward?
Well, we hope so, because I nothing more I can do. So, no, we, you know, what's been a real kind of silver lining is Jake Ottinger. We kind of had him targeted to be kind of in the minors, getting his feet wet. You know, he's been a young guy, hasn't played a lot of pro games, and in the end, he's become our number one guy, and he's done a great job. So he's really helped solidify things. And then we picked up Scott Wedgwood from Arizona. We've played him in four games, and he's got us 8 out of 9 points, so he's done a great job also.
Wow. Jamie Benn's a Victoria, British Columbia native. Apparently he likes playing in this building, so I'm sure you wouldn't mind having your big guy there take advantage of it.
Yeah, Jamie, you know, he's our leader, he's our captain, and a very good player, and he always loves coming back to BC here, and he drives the bus for us, and so it's important for him to get off to a good start tonight and to get our team going.
Alex Radulov, to me, is, if I remember especially seeing him at World Championships, missing teeth, long hair, like all dinged up, cut. This was years ago. He looked like the guy that you'd put in the dictionary next to hockey player. He's playing kind of fourth line minutes for you right now, but what's going on with him?
Alex has been great for us. He's got a great attitude. He's been a little bit snake bitten scoring this year, but you mentioned the definition of a hockey player, and that's Alex. He loves to be on the ice. He's always got the puck on his stick. He's just got a passion for the game, and he brings high energy to our team, energy that we need. He's strong on the forecheck, and we just hope that get towards the end of the year here that he's just get a little bit luckier around the net.
How intense is your scoreboard watching?
It's that time of year. It's a great time of year. You know, the teams that are fighting, we're all in the playoffs right now. The teams that aren't out it yet, the rest of it are in it. We're all in the playoffs right now. So it's a great time of year. It's a great time of year for the fans. They're seeing some great hockey, and the game's never been better.
Well, as a person who's known you a long time, enjoy the game tonight, but I'm going to, just for the sake of the Canucks fans who are listening, I'm not going to have you enjoy it too much.
No, that sounds good, but I just send my all the best to the Canucks fans. Vancouver's a special place in my heart going back to 1982, so it's always nice to come back here.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.